Hi, good morning. I must say, I apologize for the delay. Pasuk Beis. L'das chokhmah u'musa, l'havin imei bina. L'das, says the Gaon, inyan ha'sefer hu, following up on what the Gaon presented in Pasuk Aleph, that there's two... be able to have an overview of a sefer, of anything. So one needs four basic pieces of information. What one needs to know what the chomer is, what the material is, what the substance is. That's mishle. One needs to know who the poel is, who the agent is in the case of a sefer, that means who the author is. Then the third of the four basic facts that a person needs to know is the tzura, the essential defining quality. So what's the essential defining quality of it consists of mishalim, but you can have all the different kinds of mishalim. Mishalim can be can have different can be characterized differently. So inyan ha'sefer l'das chokhmah u'musa l'havin imei bina. That's the essential defining quality of what the parables of sefer mishle are. What does leida chokhmah mean? Shelo yipol bereshes hayetzahara asher hu pores the raglov. Right, the Yetzirah, again, translated more or less literally, spreads a trap, a net to ensnare a person. And Chochmah allows the person to avoid being ensnared in that trap of the Yetzirah. And v'shalo yispate b'pituyo, pen yifta levavchem, that a person shouldn't be persuaded, a person shouldn't be seduced by the Yetzirah. L'chora, this understanding, what does that mean? How does the Yetzirah lay a trap? What does it mean that the Yetzirah lays the trap? So the way the Yetzer Hara functions is that we allow ourselves to perceive something as being good, as being desirable, when in reality it's not that. When in reality, it's bad and undesirable. Right? The prototype of the Yetzer Hara is the Nochash Hakadmoni with Chava. And the way he sets that trap, the way he spreads that like a fishnet to ensnare Chava, is to get her, is to first to affect her perception, right? How does Chava end up sinning? First is Vatera Isha Kitova Eitz L'Machol V'Chisabu La'Einayim V'Nechmana Eitz L'Haskel. The chait begins with the perception, misperception. When she sees, instead of seeing the Eitz as being something with as a poison, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said not to eat from it. So the Yetzirah has the effect on the person that the person perceives something, misperceives something, and that's what allows for the chait to happen. That's what facilitates the chait. The actual chait is often step two in the process. Step one in the process is that misperception, that mischaracterization. And the chokhmah is not to fall prey to that potential misperception. That's the chokhmah. So, for instance, it's probably the case that many alcoholics, the first step, Rahmanul Islan, down that path was that they were going through a difficult period. And they were subjected to a lot of stress. So they reasoned seemingly cogently and even responsibly, I'll take one drink because a drink helps you relax. And that way I won't be, I'll be able to function better and I'll interact with my family better because when I feel too, when I'm stressed out, so I tend to snap at people. But obviously that's an example of a reshes l'raglav. It's an example of how we can misperceive something. Let's say a person enters whatever field and is now applying for a job. And there's one job which has more controlled hours. It's much more conducive to the proper kind of work-life balance. But it's also not so, the remuneration is not so great. It's definitely acceptable, but not so great. And the other one, the remuneration is much greater. But as is usually the case, you know, the demands are much greater as well. So the person tells himself, you know, I want to make sure that I'll never ever have to, that I should be able to give a lot of tzedakah. I want to be able to give a lot of tzedakah, not just some tzedakah. And a person can easily, again, misperceive what that choice is. And the chokhmah is to discern. This idea that chokhmah is sometimes used to describe the faculty of discernment or distinguishing is basically in Chazal. If you take a look in the Gemara Brachos on Lamed Gimel, so the Mishnah says that we say Havdalah Ato Chanantano Amotzei Shabbos in the Brach of Chanen Ados. So the Gemara says, the Gemara explains Amar of Yosef, why do we position Ato Chanantanu, why do we integrate it into the bracha of Chanen Ados? So Rav Yosef says, Amar Rav Yosef, mitoch shehi chochma, kva'uho bebirkas chochma. Ato Chanantanu, heyos, that represents chochma. It's an exercise in chochma, so memele kva'uho bebirkas chochma. What's the chokhmah? No, the chokhmah is to know how to distinguish and discern between kodesh and chol. Havdalah, discernment, differentiation, to see what something, to see the difference between the two options. So that the Gemara describes it as chokhmah. And that's exactly how the Gaon is interpreting this, the word here in the Pasuk. But that's what the Chochmah means. That ability that when there's a reshes, when there's a trap, to recognize that the first drink to relax is the first step on the way, Rahman al-Islan, to a drinking problem. And to recognize that sometimes what appears, and maybe to a degree genuinely is, a desire to give more tzedakah, we can be misperceiving that, and that also can be something that's sucking a person in to a very unhealthy work-life balance. Musa, what's Musa? So the translation of Musa, right? You have it in Chumash, in Parshas Ekev. V'yadata im levavecha ki kashe yiyaser ish es b'no, Hashem elokecha miyasereka. So we generally, colloquially, use the word Musa. We talk about a Musa shmuz. We talk about divrei Musa, which is not incorrect, but it's important to understand that Musa really means chastisement. It means to chastise. It can mean Hashem lokecha miyasreka. It can mean, again, Musa is related to the to Yisurim. It can mean physical chastisement. It can also mean verbal chastisement. Hence the usage of Musa Shmuz, but it doesn't mean it means chastisement, and the colloquial usage is sort of an application related to the way we have the term Yisurim. Im Yitzu Mizgabe Alav Yiyaser Satzma V'yishbar Osto K'mo Shenema Lemo La'asurim Tzu'u La'achsher B'choshech Higolu V'haynu Osam Shekvar B'yad Yitzram V'hem Asurim Tachaz Yodo V'gover Aleihem Yitzram Ma'od Yeitzu Al Yidei Musa. So the Musa is necessary when we weren't successful at the stage of the Ladas of the Ladas Chochma, and we did become ensnared, entangled, such as allowing ourselves to develop a bad habit. So then that requires Musa in the sense that it requires a pushback. Chochmah is preemptive. Chochmah is preemptive, again, in the examples we gave, is not to take the drink, is to know which of the two job offers is really the correct option for a person, is the correct path. But then the Musa is, what happens if the Chochmah was lacking, And I did develop that habit. I did take the first drink, followed by the second drink, followed by the third drink. So then it requires that the Musa, again, that to chastise, which again related to Lashon Yisurim of beating, meaning it requires a practical pushback. If a person, there's one set of measures to stay out of jail, but it's a different set of measures if a person needs to break out of jail. Again, so the jail is the moshel, say, for the bad habit, for the bad midah that we allow ourselves to develop. Basically, again, a similar parallel to the Yisod that the Rambam has in the beginning of Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Hilchos Deos, that the Rambam tells us in Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos that the proper approach is the Midah of Beinonis. And then in Perek Beis, the Rambam says, however, he says, if a person finds himself having developed a bad habit, having a bad Midah, the way to correct it is to temporarily go to the other extreme. The measures that work preventively and preemptively aren't going to necessarily work therapeutically and to repair and correctively. And that's what the Musa represents. The Osam Shehem Bachoshach, right, continuing to teach that Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Shelo Ra'u Ur Ve'enam Makirim Pituya Al Yedei HaTorah Yigalu Lohem Ve'yakiru Pituya. Right, so again, Lemo La'asurim Tzu, to those who are imprisoned, so break out. Break out from that from the prison of the midrash. La'asher b'choshech, those who are in darkness, higalu, that there should be revelation, that there should be light. What is that referred to? So says the Gaon, osam shehem b'choshech. What does that mean? Shelo ra'u or ve'enam makirim pituya. Al yedei haTorah yigalu lohem ve'yakiru pituya. So I'm not sure about this next point, but kimeduma, there's something very fascinating here. Initially, the one appeals to chokhmah to differentiate, to recognize what's a Yetzer HaTov, what's a Yetzer Hara. The Gaon is saying that Osam She'enam Makirim Pituyo, and that's how a person, right, was supposed to avoid Shelo Yispater B'Pituyo of the Yetzer Hara. If a person didn't recognize that, so then Al HaTorah Yigalu Lahem. So what was the Chochmah? The Chochmah was something other than Torah? So apparently what the Gaon is saying is that the emes is, when it comes to midos, there's a tremendous amount that a person can basically know intuitively. Even without seeing what the din is in the Rambam and Hilchos Deos, a person intuitively, with natural chokhmah, can differentiate as needed between what's a Yetzer HaTov, what's a Yetzer Hara. If the person, for whatever reason, lacks that natural chokhmah, that natural intuition, so then, al yedei haTorah yigalu lahem. So then it will be that the Torah will clarify and matters for the person and guide the person. Al yedei haTorah yigalu lahem ve'yakiru pituyo. There's a tremendous amount that, and again, this is basically what Chazal in other contexts refer to as mishpatim. There's a tremendous amount that a person naturally, intuitively can know. If he doesn't figure it out naturally, intuitively, so then it's also reinforced in the Torah. And when it comes again to avoiding the reshes, that netting of the Yetzer Hara, so the first line of defense is a person's natural chokhmah, The second line of defense is Ayidei Ator Yigalel Lohem V'Yakiru Pituyo. Okay, so we'll stop here. So Blinan Tzachem, I think today's Thursday, right? So we'll continue with Avos Blinan Tzachem at around 11:30. Okay, everybody, so everyone should have a good productive morning. Be well, be safe.